Just a heads up, the Razzball podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
Hey, it's JB. What? It's not Nick? Oh, you guys are in for an awesome show. It's a one-man show today. Nick is out getting spayed or neutered to help control the Canadian pet population. But I'm here to bring you all your fantasy goodness. We got Bobby Rainey sightings. We've got some brutal performances. We've got torrential downpours. Oh, it's just a wild week. So let's just get to it. Here we go.
The show might make your muscles start to spasm. It may even cause some of you to orgasm.
It's the Razzball Podcast. You need fantasy help.
Well, we think you prefer us. We rock the mic so hard we should ride in the tour. Make you shoot all down your leg like your Plaxico Burris.
It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast.
It's Razzball, baby.
The Razzball Podcast.
And welcome to the Razzball Football Podcast. I am your host, JB Gilpin, along with my co-host, JB Gilpin. I'll be telling a couple jokes. I'll be laughing at my own jokes. It's going to be quite a show. Excited for it. If you hate me, this won't be your show. This one won't be for you. But, you know, that's your prerogative. So let's go back and look at some action this week. You got Thursday action. We got the Colts at the Titans. Nothing too big in that game. Chris Johnson, yeah, he's good sometimes. He's terrible sometimes. That's how it goes. Donald Brown, though. If you had one roster spot, and you had Trent Richardson and you had Donald Brown, you had that pick one, I think it's pretty clearly Brown now. Richardson, droppable in most leagues. Maybe hold on to him in PPRs. You know, it was a little surprising that he got 5 catches for 31 yards. You know, he was a really good pass catcher there on the Browns. Usually you think Donald Brown would be the receiver. The Colts only had 1 catch for 14 yards, only 1 target, but did get the 14 carries to Trent Richardson's 8 for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. So Brown is a decent pickup if he's not owning leagues. Not loving the matchup at Arizona next week, but definitely worth owning, especially with running back thin as they are. Kobe Fleener, big game, 10 targets for 107. Probably a good pickup, especially if you know, Julius Thomas, you know, maybe hyperextended his knees going through tests today. Fleener needs to be owned in most leagues. You know, with no Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton, you know, 5 catches on 9 targets. They're going to try to go to him, but it's going to be a lot of Fleener's, the possession guy. From the Titans side of the ball, nothing really that interesting. I know Delanie Walker gets 10 catches on 10 targets. I'm not really buying that for any sort of consistency. Speaking of consistency, A.J. Green getting 100 yards every game, except for when Joe Hayden's on him. Yikes. Brutal game. 2 catches, 7 yards, 5 targets. Leading receiver for your Bengals, Giovanni Bernard with 41 yards. Brutal, brutal game for the Bengals passing offense. But, you know, if you're a Bengals fan, scored a lot of points. Nothing really too big in this. Like Bernard, Green Ellis is a very bottom-end flex play. You kind of hope for the touchdown. To the Browns, Chris Obanaya. Unleash the Obanaya. 8 rushes for 69 yards. Willis McGahee gets, you know, 6 rushes for 13 yards. That's about what you'd expect if you had a Walker getting you, if that's about as hard as you can hit the hole as one of those scooters. Poor Willis McGahee. Josh Gordon, big game. Chris Obanaya, though, wow, I didn't even see this earlier. 12 targets in the passing game, 6 catches for 30. That's interesting. Yeah, he definitely needs to be picked up in PPR leagues. I'm trying to get him on a couple leagues through waivers. So if you're looking at your RCL teams and need a PPR flex play, Obanaya is worth a look. Jordan Cameron, still inconsistent. Hasn't really been jiving well with Jason Campbell. Both JCs, you would think they would work that out, but that's how it goes. All right, to Oakland at Houston, your Raiders quarterback of the future, Matt McGloin. Yeah, okay. 3 touchdowns. I actually thought he looked pretty good. They haven't said if it's going to be Pryor or McGloin next week. I think a lot will depend on Pryor's health. The coaches aren't going to believe anything Pryor really says in the first place because he kind of lied about the knee injury last week. So McGloin could start again next week playing it. The Titans are pretty good against the pass, though. So and obviously, you're not really playing many of these Raiders guys in the passing game. Rod Streeter does get a touchdown. Michael Rivera gets a touchdown as well. Denarius Moore gets a touchdown, even though he only got 11 yards. I mean, obviously, you're not really buying much of that. Rashad Jennings, huge game, 150 yards rushing, huge 80-yard run. They're saying McFadden might be back in the buff when McFadden's back. How sad is that? You want nothing in McFadden. He's droppable. Jennings next week, borderline flex. I mean, I'm not really buying this completely. So, to Houston, Garrett Graham, 7 catches for 136, had a long touchdown. I had both Grahams in the league. Obviously, I should have played Garrett Graham instead of Jimmy Graham. That's the obvious answer. Brutal week for me. Andre Johnson, big game again. DeAndre Hopkins was benched in this game for a while. Kubiak said he made too many mistakes. And you can drop Hopkins everywhere if you still have him for some reason. All right, moving to the Cardinals upsetting the Jaguars. Just kidding. Andre Ellington, what are you doing to me, man? 8 rushes for 3 yards. Only 2 catches for 10 yards. It was brutal. It's a brutal week. I actually played him in DraftKings, so why don't we check out DraftKings action.
The Daily Fantasy Sports Report.
Brought to you by DraftKings.com, the industry leader in daily fantasy sports. I had a pretty decent week. I entered into the $2 million ticket challenge. I'm at 177 out of 862. Obviously, only the top winners getting that millionaire grand finale ticket. If you haven't heard about this yet, week 17, DraftKings is having the biggest contest of the year. The top winner of that will win $1 million. $1 million for one person. It's crazy. But unfortunately, I've not won my ticket yet. This week, you know, my picks did pretty good. Nick Foles did well. I had Calvin Johnson on my squad. Pierre Garçon was my pick. I tried to say that with good Nick Flair for the French up there. 130 points I got this week. Not the best, not the worst, but needed that ticket. Looking at the top team, they had RG3 go off. Vincent Jackson had the big game. He had Vincent Jackson and Calvin Johnson. So, good week for DraftKings. If you haven't seen my picks, we're out Wednesday every day, every week at 1 p.m. So you can see my picks there. I'll recap my picks from the last week, and hopefully we'll win you that ticket into the millionaire contest.
The Razzball Podcast.
All right, continuing with the Cardinals. Oh, man. If you had a fantasy football team that was so bad that you had to start Michael Floyd, Nick, then 6 catches for 193 and a touchdown. Just a preposterous game. Larry Fitzgerald has a good game as well. The Jaguars secondary all gets fired after this game. brutal if you went against Michael Floyd in any leagues. But, you know, Floyd was actually fairly decent coming into this game. Nothing huge, but was giving you a little bit of production. Obviously, this game inflates his numbers quite a bit, but, you know, last few weeks we got 5 for 58, 3 for 30, 2 for 31. So Nick over there with no other better options on his 1-9 team, soon to be 2-9 team in the Riders League. Terrible, terrible. So for the Jaguars, Mike Brown gets hurt. Cecil Shorts calls out the coaching unit for not getting enough work. I mean, shocker, the Jaguars are a mess. Maurice Jones-Drew gets a touchdown. I mean, no real fantasy impact with any of that. You want none of that. So, all right, moving to the Redskins at the Eagles. I probably need to speed up a little bit because you're probably bored of me by now. Riley Cooper, welcome to Earth. Will Smith is going to punch you in the face. 3 catches for 37. I mean, he looks good, though. Drew a long penalty in this game. Deshaun Jackson gets 4 for 82. Nick Foles gets a little bit of a welcome to Earth as well. Still hasn't thrown a pick yet, which is surprising. But, you know, the Eagles went up 24-0 and then tried their hardest to let the Redskins come back in this game. Too bad the Redskins couldn't make it work. Speaking of the Redskins, Alfred Morris has a decent game. RG3 has a good fantasy game. Pierre Garçon has a pretty good fantasy game. Aldrick Robinson gets a long touchdown. That's kind of the fluke. Nothing really too interesting there. All right, going to the rain-delayed Ravens at the Bears. Crazy game, if you saw that field. Everyone's jersey turned brown and green. One of those old-school games, as, I don't know, some old farts would say, probably on some sort of recap. Alshon Jeffrey, I called him for real after that breakout, and I think it was week 3, I believe, 7 catches for 83 yards. I mean, he's legit. He's a big target. Had some really, really big games. I mean, nothing much else to say other than, you know, the trio of Jeffrey, Bennett, and Marshall. They're really good. Marshall kind of disappointed in this game a little bit, but that's going to happen. And then also you got Forte to dump passes off to you. And that's why I said Josh McCown would be pretty good, even while Cutler's hurt. McCown didn't really have a huge fantasy game in this one, but, you know, he looked serviceable and got the Bears the win. Oh, the Ravens. Screw you, Ray Rice. I traded you in the one league I drafted you in, and then you have to have a good game. Bears rush defense, not very good. I wrote Bernard Pierce would be a good deep lead play in last second decisions. Bernard Pierce looks like Ray Rice. Ray Rice looks like Bernard Pierce. The world is upside down. Whatever. Screw the Ravens. I hate you all. All right, moving on to the Jets going into Buffalo, Nick's favorite team. Man, Buffalo rocked them. Hey, one pick that did do good for me, Marquise Goodwin. Big game for him, 6 catches for 81 yards and the touchdown. Also had a rush for 17 yards. No CeeDee Johnson, no Robert Woods. I figured Goodwin could make something happen at some point, and he did. So I actually did play him in a league, yet I still am going to lose. T.J. Graham also gets a deep touchdown, and that doesn't really mean too much to me. C.J. Spiller, 13 rushes for 6 yards. I called him a bench in last-second decisions, I believe. Marone is saying it's the offensive line's fault. So Marone's going out on a limb for C.J. Spiller way too often. Spiller's just, he's just a shell of himself right now. He's too banged up. He's able to play, but, yeah. I mean, you got to hold on to Spiller for the upside of, you know, the playoff weeks, but no reason you'd want to play him. Fred Jackson also has a terrible game. At least he did better than Spiller, but that's about all I can say there. For the Jets, Chris Ivory has a big game, even though it's a blowout. 15 rushes for 98 yards and a touchdown. You know, a little interesting. He should obviously be owned. They're going at Baltimore next week. You know, ho-home matchup. Baltimore's been mediocre. I think if you had to flex them, you would, but I'm not the biggest Ivory fan. I'm not Sky. All right, so moving to Pittsburgh hosting the Lions. I got to go on a little rant on this one. I am a huge Chris Durham fan. I think he's a really, really talented receiver. And the Steelers put Calvin Johnson in single coverage. Why are teams putting Megatron in single coverage? The end of that second quarter, they were just feeding Calvin Johnson the ball. It looked way too easy, but I guess the Steelers won and they changed something at halftime. I didn't see much of the second half, but man, that 2-minute drill was just like someone playing Madden and just throwing it to the same target every day. But Chris Durham, you know, he did get the 9 targets, only 3 catches for 42 yards. You know, if you're in PPR, he scored 7 or 8 plus, and I think 7 straight weeks now. I think he's a little bit underrated. I still like him. So hopefully they'll, you know, get him a lot of single coverage as teams start tripling up Megatron. Reggie Bush got benched in this game as well. Then Joyke Bell goes out and gets hurt himself, but then they said Bell could have returned. They put Bush back in. It's another one of those committees, whatever. You're probably still going to play Bush next week. You know, you get benched for a fumble, you're usually out there the next week. Joyke Bell, I mean, he's a decent low-end flex if you really need it. Did get 3 catches for 48 yards on top of his 49 yards rushing in the touchdown. So, you know, good game for him, but not a guy you're really trusting. So, going to the Steelers, Le'Veon Bell having kind of a rough game. Did get the 4 catches for 52 yards. So if you're in PPR, he did all right for you. Antonio Brown has the monster game. Jericho Cotchery, the ghost of Jericho Cotchery. You know, another touchdown. That gives him 7 touchdowns on the year, touchdowns in 3 straight. I mean, if you're playing them, you're really desperate or trying to live out the glory years of 2001. Either way, not really trusting him that much, but, I mean, he's worth owning in 12-team leagues. Bobby Rainey for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a rage of a 2-game win streak. What a game for Rainey. You know, he's obviously the number one waiver wire pickup this week if he's not owned. He looked good. I mean, he kind of looked like Doug Martin to me. Explosive, can catch the ball. Had 2 catches for 4 yards, but 1 was the touchdown. 163 on the ground with 2 more touchdowns. He's probably covered ad nauseum all over the place. I'd be surprised if he wasn't Sky's lead on his wrap-up this morning. So, needs to be picked up. Not a guy I'm necessarily trusting week to week. Going at Detroit next week. Not loving that matchup, but not hating it with running back as thin as it is. He's probably going to be played next week to whoever gets him. So, Vincent Jackson has a monster game. He's a little bit hit or miss. This was a hit. I like him at Detroit as well. So, you're obviously playing him. No surprise there. To the Falcons, and, you know, a guy I really liked a couple years ago to break out was Harry Douglas, and he's doing it now. Very frustrating because I just didn't think this would happen, but the Falcons are down every game. They look lost out there. Matt Ryan goes 19 for 36. You know, has a decent fantasy game with the 2 touchdowns, but looked awful out there. I saw a couple of his throws. They just did not look good. Roddy White, though, does get a touchdown. I thought he'd have a little bit of a renaissance this game. I know he was on Revis Island, you know, 3 catches on the 9 targets, but it's good to see that he's actually alive because he looked pretty dead out there. I think that's pretty much it for that game. Steven Jackson, 41 yards on the rush, 2 catches, 24 yards. Very, very low-end flex. Terrible draft pick if you had him. I picked him in the second round of a 14-team league. Thought it was a great pick at the time, and that's how you lose your season. All right, going to Miami, where somehow the Chargers lost to this Dolphins team that's in turmoil. Ryan Matthews, 127 yards rushing, though. Huge game. Had a 51-yard run. Ryan Matthews is terrible. Nothing to really trust there. I wish J-Ron was on so he could I don't know if he'd defend or agree. I don't know J-Ron's Chargers status as it is. I know he thinks Phillip Rivers is a god, but past that, who knows. Big injury in this one is the Keenan Allen's knee. Reportedly hyperextended it. You know, might not even miss any time. We'll have to see how reports come out this week. He's obviously become, you know, a top 20 wide receiver these past 5 or 6 weeks. Antonio Gates, still killing it. Danny Woodhead has the terrible game. Yeah, if only every game was like this, my call of him not catching, what was it, 50 balls, I think, in a comment to someone. I said he wouldn't catch 50. I think he's already at 50. To Miami, Charles Clay has a big touchdown in this one, 6 catches for 90 yards. Brian Hartline gets 13 targets, only catches 5 for 65, but I thought that was a little interesting. The big upstart, Rashard Matthews, had the big game on Monday night, 4 catches, 52 in this one. You know, whatever. Danny Woodhead has 55 catches this year. So, yeah, I was wrong on that one. Moving on, big NFC showdown in New Orleans. Garrett Hartley hits the game winner. Colin Kaepernick looks terrible again. Vernon Davis does get a touchdown. Anquan Boldin does as well, but there's just no one else there to catch the ball. The Saints are actually good against quarterbacks. I wrote in last second decisions that Kaepernick would be a bench this week. Did throw 2 touchdowns, but not a lot of yards. Only ran for 25. So Frank Gore, disappointing game. He's been carrying my Riders League team. That was a letdown. Frank Gore and Adrian Peterson, my core running backs, having rough weeks. To the Saints, Marcus Colston, 2 straight decent games. So, you know, borderline wide receiver 3, something like that. I mean, he could just as easily disappear yet again. They are going at Atlanta on Thursday. You like the matchup. Atlanta's looking terrible. So, wouldn't feel great about it, though. Jimmy Graham does get 11 targets, 6 for 41. Not a huge game, but just good to see him out there. Darren Sproles gets 4 catches for 19 yards, rushes for 16. Something is decent in PPR. Obviously, he's been a big bust, but I think you're still rolling with him when you can. I like him this week on Thursday. All right, looking at Seattle with their new weapon of Percy Harvin. I knew he wasn't going to have a big game here. 1 catch for 17 yards, did have a long return. After the bye week, though, I think I'll start buying him, but it is the Seahawks bye next week. You know, I still don't think he's going to be out on the field every play, but obviously his upside's there for him to be a start. For the Vikings, there's literally nothing interesting on this team. Toby Gerhardt gets a really, really junky 67 yards rushing. This game was a blowout. Nothing really interesting there. All right, so we're going to the resurgent New York Giants. You know, I actually have a John Beeson jersey. He used to be one of my favorite players for the Panthers. He's JB. You got to support JBs everywhere. I don't think you should take all the credit, but since he's got there, that defense has turned around. The team's been a lot better. Victor Cruz gets 8 catches for 110 yards. Andre Brown, pretty good game. 3 catches for 27, rushes for 66. Doesn't score for you, but I mean, he's as number one a running back as there is for any team. So, speaking of number one running backs, Eddie Lacy, 27 rushing yards, but does get the touchdown, does get 2 catches for 21 yards. So, I mean, you take that on such an injury-depleted team. Really surprised that Jordy Nelson had such a good game. I actually benched him in the league. Gets 8 catches for 117 on 9 targets. Toll Dean was able to find him, so James Jones, only 2 catches for 55 yards on 6 targets. I mean, one of them was a 45-yard bomb. You like that, but I mean, this whole passing game, I mean, any of those guys between Jones, Boykin, and Nelson could just completely disappear until Aaron Rodgers is back. So I think you're still starting Nelson, but past that, you're not feeling too great about anything. And then the big Sunday night game, Kansas City finally gets a tally in the L column. Denver wins this one by 10. Julius Thomas, as I alluded to earlier in the show, got his knee bent up kind of weird. Did actually come back in the game. Hopefully he's okay. If for some reason he's out next week, there's just no way that you're going to just pick up Joel Treason or something like that. They are going at the Patriots. Yeah, probably just going to toss it around between the three wide receivers, although it is worth mentioning that Wes Welker did get treated for concussion-like symptoms. We'll see how his status plays out the rest of the week. Monty Ball gets two touchdowns. You know, Moreno still got the 27 rushes to the 8 rushes the ball. Ball just kind of got on the goal line. Kind of fluky. To the Kansas City Chiefs, Dwayne Bowe gets 14 targets and catches 4 for 57. Does get the touchdown, but Dwayne Bowe's terrible. I mean, he's not terrible, but he's just not a good fantasy option. I never liked him. I've never owned Dwayne Bowe on a team, and that's I've played on. I've had a lot of fantasy teams the past, you know, 6 or 7 years. Never had Dwayne Bowe. Jamaal Charles has a tough game. You know, I mean, he's decent. He just didn't go off for you like you hope. This is about kind of what you expected in this game. A little less scoring from Denver. Fairly close game. Fairly physical. So. All right, well, that wraps up our recaps. Looking forward to tonight, the Carolina Panthers, my Panthers, hosting the Patriots. If you're still listening right now, you can just imagine how excited I am for this game. I think I've managed to hold on to probably 3 listeners, so cheer for the Panthers for me. I like Steve Smith. There was a lot of Steve Smith questions on last-second decisions. I think he has a decent game. Obviously, Carolina's got 3 running backs that are all going to get touches, so you're not starting any of them. New England's going to get Shane Vereen back, so we'll see how that plays out. I don't think he gets that many touches, maybe a couple catches if you're in a desperate PPR move. You like all your New England guys. I don't like Amendola, though. I wrote him as a bench in last-second decisions. Carolina's been really, really good at pressuring the quarterback. You know, Tom Brady isn't exactly Michael Vick back there, although that analogy doesn't really work since Michael Vick doesn't have a hamstring on one of his legs. But I just have a feeling that we're able to limit Amendola. We've been an extraordinarily physical defense. We've hurt a lot of people. That's not necessarily something I'm prideful about, but I would not be surprised if Amendola doesn't make it through this game, especially if they're going to try to target him on short slants or, you know, screen passes. He's going to get speared out there. I think that the Panthers to win this game and all my pick and pulls, I think we pull it out. I think it'd be an upset, even though it is at Carolina. Really looking forward to the game. Enjoy it, everyone. Hope you had a great week 11. Looking forward to week 12. Make your playoffs. And thanks for listening to the Razzball Football Podcast. I'm J.D. Gilbert.
The show might make your muscles start to spasm. It may even cause some of you to orgasm.
It's a Razzball Podcast. Do you need fantasy help?
Well, we think you prefer us. You rock the mic so hard we should ride in the tour bus. Make you shoot all down your leg like your Plaxico Burris.
It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast.
It's Razzball, baby.